Saturday, and that's for both basketball games and the hockey game. They'll be giving away those tickets on Wednesday like they usually do, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So we're really looking forward to that. And again, if you want to email Coach a question, we'll be answering those questions a little bit later on here on Mix 93. The email address is dj@themix93.com. That's dj@themix93.com. The Huskies took on Alaska Fairbanks on Friday and Saturday night, this past Friday and Saturday night. And I just thought, you know, Coach, two really, and I overuse this word all week, and I hate even saying it now, but solid. Just the word solid comes to mind about both games up there in Fairbanks.
Well, it was first of all, you know, anytime you go on a trip like that, there's a lot going on just from logistics standpoints and as far as practice, what time you practice, where do you practice, how long do you practice, what time of day do you practice. You're out of your normal routine. So I think that's one of the things as a coaching staff you're always concerned about, and hydrating and keeping the guys busy, especially that second week between Anchorage and Fairbanks, because there's a lot of downtime. And there's only so much you can do. So we chose to stay in Anchorage through Tuesday, and we practiced there Monday and Tuesday. I thought it was a good decision, and just let the guys hang out and rest up and whatnot. But, you know, I guess some of the guys saw some moose in Anchorage. You see
yeah.
any moose?
I saw a couple in Anchorage, absolutely.
Did you really? Yeah. Any pictures? Or it's just one of those fishing stories where, you know.
No. I seem like every time I'm there, I see one at least right a block away from my sister's house.
Which is pretty cool. So the guys like that. And obviously, did you get up to Reed McDonald's?
And I did.
So we have an alumni, and I wasn't able to get up there. And we did to Reed McDonald, opened a restaurant / bar with Brian Swanson, who also is from that area, played in the NHL. So Reed was a player here at Michigan Tech. And they've put together a nice restaurant bar up in Eagle River. So, but you went. What'd you think?
Well, I didn't go to the alumni event, but I did go a couple days later to their to the place. Really nice.
You like the
He's
place.
He's got a Huskies jersey up there that you gave him. And you know, it's called Odd Man Rush. What a great name for a place. And really cool talking to Reed, and just how much he enjoys the fact that the Huskies are up here and you know, recognizing that, you know, he's part of the Husky family and everything.
Yeah, it would have been nice for us, but it's about 30 miles out.
It is, Eagle River there.
We practiced up there couple years ago when we went up, but this year we did, and we just decided to stay right at the Sullivan, right in Anchorage, just for logistic purposes and whatnot. But you know, I wish those guys well with that establishment. But yeah, it's a lot to do. And then we flew into Fairbanks. The team flew into Fairbanks late Tuesday night, so we practiced, hung out in Anchorage, and then late Tuesday night, and we let them relax a little bit Wednesday, and then we practice Wednesday, Thursday, and play. So there's a lot of things going on, and anybody's been to Alaska, Anchorage is different than Fairbanks. I mean, just temperature-wise, and, you know, just a little bit bigger city in Anchorage and Fairbanks and whatnot. So, but yeah, we did get up there, and obviously, when you come away with three wins and a tie on a trip like that, I mean, it's huge. It's huge. It's hard to play on the road. Dirk, we've played more road games than any team in the NCAA. We've played more road games. Now, listen to this. We have played more games on the road this year than a lot of teams have even played games. Period. So, you know, five home games and 13 road games, and it's incredible. And I salute our players, and they've done a fantastic job with all the travel and continuing to play hard and continue to prepare for games and finding ways to win hockey games. And I can't underestimate or say enough about how important that is and how well these guys have played and how they've handled that. Sure, we all like our record to be a little bit better, but when you consider, you know, Michigan State goes in and beats and ties North Dakota in North Dakota, you know, on the road. We had to go into Michigan State and play them. So, you know, Duluth, number one. There's a lot of things going on. So I really like this team, and I'm still bullish on it, Dirk. So continue to buy.
Only lost or only were trailing the whole time they were up there by 38 seconds as on Friday night game in Fairbanks, the Huskies gave up the first goal.
Soft though, Bizarro with a shot through traffic. Bouncy puck right there at the side of the goal was moved aside by Michigan Tech, but not out. Woods trying to break it. They score!
So it gave them a 1-0 lead. The Huskies trailed. That was a power play goal by Height. Justin Woods gets the only assist on that. And just a little miscommunication, Coach, I think, down in the corner during that play for the Huskies.
Yeah, there was. And they let, obviously, the puck get to Height. It was, you know, right in the slot there. We just got out-battled a little bit on the boards. And, you know, a good shot by them. And Height's a good player. But like you said, I think the key thing was, and we did a phenomenal job killing penalties all weekend. And Joe Sean's doing a fantastic job. You can see us in the rankings as far as our penalty killing goes. Just continue to get better and better as we keep creeping up. And a lot of penalties in the game, as we'll talk about. But I think they went 1-for-15 on the weekend, and that's great. And this is the one goal. But another key point, like you said, Dirk, is our bounce back. You know, the shift after a goal, whether you scored one or you've given up one, is so critical. And I like our bounce back. And I've liked our bounce back really all year.
Chris Gary, Alex Smith set up Tyler Hannon to tie it up 38 seconds later.
And taken by Smith. Huskies need to get something going here. 1-0. Here's a chance for Gary in front for Hannon. He'll shoot, then he scores. And just over the line through the crossbar, over the crossbar, under the crossbar, I should say. 1-0. Score has turned to 1-1 as the Huskies score.
You can watch the replay on that one. Tyler got in so tight that when he shot it, it looked like it actually went off of Jenks and then almost straight up in the air and just under the crossbar.
Yeah, that's a goal scorer's goal because he was running out of real estate there. He was coming in on the net, and by the time he got the puck, he really didn't get it in the spot that he wanted. He sort of had it on his backhand, and he had to bring it back and get it up quickly. And not many players will be able to do that in that situation. And that's why, you know, he knows a goal scorer. And if he gets any chance, he usually finds a way to get it in the net. So it's good to see him to start, you know, getting, you know, scoring some goals. You know, we've got, you know, 4 games left. It'd be really nice to have him get a couple more and send him on a Christmas break in a real positive mind. But he's starting to heat up, and Joel's starting to heat up now. And like I mentioned before, I don't know if we're going to have any one guy that's going to lead the league in scoring or be the top scorer, but we're going to have a lot of guys, I believe, when it's all said and done, that have, you know, have good numbers this year. And obviously Tyler's one of those guys who can break out. But a big goal gets us back in the game. And again, Dirk, we don't play from behind very long all trip, which is very important.
Go to the second tied 1-1. My favorite goal of the weekend, Gavin Gould steals it. Jake Lucchini makes it good on a one-timer.
As Lucchini is in on the forecheck, forces the turnover, 3-on-1 for the Huskies. Gould in front, Lucchini scores! Oh, a great play by Gould to Lucchini, and he made no mistake on that play. Huskies get their first lead of the game, 2-1.
Jake Lucchini's third game-winning goal of the season, and I believe going into Saturday night, I didn't check after that, but he was tied for second with like 10 other players, but tied for second in the nation with that category.
Yeah, he's right up there. Yeah, I think the leader has 4, and Jake has 3. So a big goal, good turnover, and I like a lot of things on this goal. I like the pass that Gavin Gould makes. He makes a fantastic pass. He puts it in a position where Lucchini can one-time the puck because Jake's coming in on his off wing. So you have to have that puck put in a grade A spot. And then I like the shot. He doesn't mess around with it. It's just right in his wheelhouse, and he shoots it. And between the combination of the pass being in the right spot and the shot being able to be taken right away, it does not give Jenks time to get across the net. And that's one thing you have to do with these goaltenders, is you have to get them moving from side to side. And on this goal, Gavin passes it quite a ways from, as we're looking at the net, from the left side to the right side. And that movement, it gets the goaltender open up. And he's a big kid, but Jake made no chance. That was a great goal.
It was a great goal. And again, what can you say about Gavin Gould and his ability to pick pockets and create turnovers?
Well, he's got a great stick. He's got a really good stick. And, you know, that's, he's skilled, and you can see that. And he's got some patience and some poise with the puck. He just doesn't get rid of it. You know, maybe the odd time he does, but he's not afraid to hold on to it and make a play. And in this situation, he waited to the right opportunity to get the defenseman to open up a little bit to find a passing lane. And then, you know, like I said, it's a really good pass. I mean, not that you and I could score on that pass, but having said that, Jake just had to shoot it, and it was a big goal and gets us the lead. And in a game, Dirk, where there wasn't, you know, a lot of 5-on-5, you know, I think there was 10 minutes of 5-on-5 the first period, and I believe, like, you know, maybe the first 6-7 minutes of the second period. So a lot of special teams in this game, but it's important for us to get the lead.
L'Esperance gets a power play goal in the second period at the 13:46 mark.
Kept in by the Huskies. What a move by Ock. He'll send it over for Lucchini. Couldn't shoot it. Back over. Here's a shot. Score!